dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches.
Come on, man.
I got to start speaking different languages. So many people watching us from different countries and continents.
Hey,
I just can't be saying what's up.
Facts.
What if a motherfucker in Australia like, huh? Down under? Nah, nigga, we here. What's up, man? Welcome to another episode of Broken Play.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm going to say this right off top before we get in the comments. We might as well sit up there and do the motherfucking college football rankings.
That was crazy.
Straight up, bro. And the reason why I'm going to say this, Florida State should be in there. And the reason why I say this, you penalizing a whole team, you penalizing a whole goddamn school because of an injury to one person. They went undefeated. And you remember years and years, we would see them sorry-ass teams out of the other conference. We knew they won shit, and they'll put them in there. But it's a money thing. And don't get me wrong. Ain't nobody going to support no motherfucking team like Alabama. You need them bitches in there.
I feel like Florida State has a big following, too, and big
money. Not bigger than Alabama, boy. Not bigger than Alabama. That Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you was in there.
Crazy.
Nigga, I know you saw more Alabama fans than Georgia fans in there.
I was on the Alabama side, unfortunately, but it was rocking, for sure.
Nigga, I heard it through the TV, so I know goddamn well.
We heard it outside. It was a roar.
Nigga, when Alabama start going down the field, you hear that Roll Tide after they get a first down. I said, God damn, did they take over the fucking stadium? Bro, they got the money to do it, bro. You going to keep them in there. Team like Oregon. Now, if Oregon would have beat Washington, what they would have did?
Georgia would have had to been in there for sure.
Georgia should have just won. But you know what it come down to? A black quarterback.
Right.
Not even put race into this shit. But look, Oregon lost to Washington. What color was that quarterback? Black. A nigga know what it take to win. And that's what I've been saying about Georgia all motherfucking year. I said, that white boy ain't got it. And Marcel kept saying, no, look at him. Look at his numbers. Carson Beck. When it's time to play against a nigga, he gonna fold. And he folded. That nigga had ice cold veins out there. They talking about the nigga. Man, the nigga could have broken, scored another touchdown. The nigga just slid. I said, man, this shit easy. When the nigga told y'all, give me the Heisman, y'all laughed at the nigga. Now what the fuck y'all gotta say? Take Bo Nix out that motherfucking shit. The boy is a winner, man. And that's what all I was saying. If Georgia had a black quarterback, they would have beat Alabama. No matter how you feel about Nick Saban, he don't mind putting a nigga behind the center. That's all he been doing lately.
Yeah.
He gonna put him a nigga behind. Jalen Hurts. Shit, Tua. Tua a nigga. Nigga, anybody who not white in Alabama, that's a nigga. Them Alabama fans. Woo.
And for Saban to do it, yeah, you're right. That's the blueprint.
Kirby Smart better get with the program before they get his ass up out of there.
The last black quarterback was like DJ Shockley
back in the day. And nigga. Damn. Oh my God. Not the
But Carson played all right. He didn't excel, but he didn't play bad.
Bro, that fumble really hurt them.
Facts.
That fumble hurted them bad, bro. Because that gave up a field goal right there. And then that penalty with the false start, and they kicked that motherfucker. That hurt bad, too, when the kicker missed that kick. You remember that?
Yep.
So, hey, I just had to say that shit right off top before we even say shit else.
Prayers to Ryan.
Oh, yeah, our boy Ryan Pham. That nigga's a Florida State. Bro, and to go undefeated, though, and not get in.
That's
fucked up. That's crazy.
That's fucked up. Yeah, and the only reason I say it's fucked up, dumb, because it's like, I understand what you're saying. You're saying pick the four best teams. But, nigga, in them previous years, y'all would leave some best teams out.
Yep.
All the time.
Yep. All the time.
Nigga, last year, TCU shouldn't have been in that shit.
They didn't lose a game. And they beat Michigan. So, like.
Nigga, Florida State didn't lose a game.
That's what we saying.
They could have upbeat somebody in the, you don't know till they
the reason I feel like TCU might be the reason that Florida State's not in there because the national championship they got smacked. And Florida State, like, you're on your third string QB. We wanted to
but
put
the second
best
string would have been
the
in there. Man, one thing I was watching Florida State, they damn defense is tenacious, nigga. That means bold and daring. The motherfuckers out there making a statement. Let's get into some comments, some positive shit. Oh, real quick, we was in Houston this weekend. And forgive me, because I was drinking just like they was drinking too. We had two Mexican fans run up screaming broken play. Man, we celebrated with them niggas. And we did a tucker tucker tour dance, all that shit. And the niggas told me their name. I could be wrong. I think one of them name was George. And nigga, you know who I'm talking about. Y'all two that showed up at the Houston show. Yeah, nigga, I promised them niggas I was going to shout them out. And I forgot their name. That's that Don Julio.
Yeah, 42.
But nigga, I remember you. Oh, no, it was regular, not the 42.
A nigga walked up on me at the Houston show, too. Was like, what them prize picks hitting on? Yeah.
Nigga, nigga, we don't even want to talk about that right now. Prize picks so fucked up.
That was wild.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy Nav Green from Broken Play. Look, you know why I'm here. If you're not on Prize Picks by now, man, you too late. Psych. It's still time, man. Whatever you deposit up to $100, they matching it. All you got to do is use the promo code Broken Play. Everybody is winning money, except you if you're not on it, up to 25 times your money. If you put in $100, they'll match your $100, and you can win up to $2,500. Up to 25 times. Because you picking six people, more or less. You got football in. You got basketball in. You got NBA or college basketball. What you waiting for, man? College football. The bowl games are coming up. Get you six players and pick them and win this money. It's easy. It's available in over 30 states. Man, what you waiting on? Go over there to Prize Pick. Type in Broken Play. Let them know we sent you. So you can be drinking 1942 with us. 25 times the money, up to $100. If you put in 60, they match your 60. If you put in 75, they match your 75. Man, you, your friends, y'all come up with six picks. Get you some Christmas money. Christmas on the way. B. Washington 4413 saying, appreciate y'all reading my voicemail. I'll be sober next time I call in. Nigga, please. I wish we had call ID on that shit, nigga. We should have blocked your ass after that shit. Nigga, how you, after a win, the first thing you think about is calling drunk. That's what a nigga did. Got drunk and said, let me call. But we appreciate my nigga calling in, though.
For sure.
Because real shit, you would have, nigga, that's inaugural.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reposted like, yo, I'm the first caller in play history.
Yeah, Soulja Boy ain't even do that, nigga. The real Mac Marty. Australia checking in. Looking forward to see what memorabilum comes in. Shout out to
man. Aussies, man.
Australia is fucking with us.
For sure.
Nigga, we got to go over there and do a live
continent
show.
Continent and the country.
I was thinking the same thing. Continent and the country.
Continent and the country. We got to go over there and do a live show with that motherfucker, boy. We go over there. They fuck with us. Nigga, they might treat us like goddamn.
I heard they like
Chris Brown.
I heard they
shit
like the black folks out there for sure.
Huh?
They like the black people.
But nigga, Broken Play, it's going to be like on some rock band shit, nigga. They see us get off the plane. Oh, it's him. It's them. They going to be screaming and shit. Tyler Griffin, 8910, said, this man really said, that's why I always take the under on Josh Giddey. That's elite comment. Nah, that's real shit. Man, bro. And I seen niggas in the comments talking about some, you got to be careful. Niggas don't want to get sued. Nigga, shut the fuck up, man. All that scary ass shit. Come on, nigga suing a nigga. Nigga, if you suing me for me saying what I heard, nigga, do it. Nigga, I'm going to keep extending that motherfucking court date. See, that what they don't take no real niggas to court.
Right.
Man, get it. Nigga, I had you miss your whole season, nigga, trying to goddamn take me to court, bitch. Nigga, I done caught COVID 4 cases. Fuck him all up. Let's see. The block captain 314 said, the dedication Nav put in about sports is why I always like and comment. 8-2 is crazy. Keep doing y'all thing, team. Nigga, I'm glad you wrote that before you seen what we did last year. Boy, this shit was horrendous. Hey, I've been seeing a nigga in the comment. He been asking for for the P.O. box because he been wanting to send, send some memorabilia. And the only thing is, nigga, we finna get you straight. I forgot your name, but I saw that myself. And I said, nigga, they said, he said, them niggas hate.
Yeah, I seen that.
They won't tell now my comment. Nigga, I saw it on my own, nigga.
We gonna drop it in the show.
We gonna drop it in the show. The P.O. box, along with the voicemail number so y'all can keep calling. All right, one more comment. Oh, this is good. Nav made me easy money on Michigan. I was skeptical picking them, but once I seen Nav pick them too, I was locked in. Shout out to Broken Play. Hey, real quick. Niggas think I just be talking shit. Last week, I think we was all in here. Everybody said Jalen Hurts was going to win against the 49ers. I don't mind being by my motherfucking self. Nigga, I used to go to my grandma and granddaddy house, nigga. None of my cousins wanted to go there. I would be there by my motherfucking self. Said, well, take y'all bitch ass home.
Right.
I would be there by myself. So when y'all took Jalen Hurts, that's what I felt like. I said, oh, I'm back at grandma's house. I feel normal. Nigga, I knew. I told you what Debo was going to wear. No sleeves. Oh, shit. Shout out Tyrese Halliburton. He been balling. Hey, I told you. Fix that. Don't show your face, Greg. I told y'all what was going to happen, bro. It just was a statement game. It was a statement game. It wasn't none Jalen Hurts could have did. That defense was riled up. One of the niggas went over there and hit one of the fat-ass assistant coaches.
Word, yeah. They both got ejected.
Yeah. But when you don't play, it don't matter.
Yeah.
And that went fat Greenlaw Green.
One of their best linebacker.
Man, Greenlaw could have chilled as he did. They went, bro, the nigga Debo had 3 touchdowns. Debo.
Boom.
No sleeves, like I said. He was going to be in that motherfucking cold weather.
Why you felt that, bro? That was crazy to see. Bro. I was like, nah, bro. He be talking about insight, but nah, bro.
You got to know the personnel you dealing with. This type of nigga Debo is, if he wear sleeves, he ain't himself.
Mm.
He wore them big... Pause. I'm going to say this. The nigga had the big Walmart boxers hanging out his football pants. I said, that nigga's a street nigga.
Yeah, okay.
He came and was ready to stand on business.
I mean, wearing Walmart boxes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody else, all them other niggas that get money and start putting on the goddamn designer drawers.
Yeah.
Nigga might wear Ethica, Louis Vuitton, Burberry drawers. Right. That nigga get a 3-pack Walmart back and go out there and score 3 touchdowns. Your niggas focused on the wrong shit.
Damn.
They whooped their ass.
They came in all black. And the funniest thing about this, your prediction of the San Francisco winning and then the final score. 19-42.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
Let that breathe a little bit.
That's deep.
Because sometimes that's what I need people around me to show me how much of a genius I am. Because I sleep on my motherfucking self. For him to do them numbers and say 19-42, that's a calling, wow. Boy.
What he did it for?
Shout out to Debo watching the show. He got to. Because that last touchdown was strictly, strictly personal. The Heisman finalists. Michael P. in Washington. Marvin Harrison Jr. That's deserving. Jaden McDaniels in LSU. And sorry-ass Bo Nix.
Wow.
And the reason why, he's not sorry. So let me say this. But, bro, I thought that game was a trap game. Because they had Oregon favored by 10 points.
I'm like,
bro. I'm like, they must know something.
Right.
That nigga Michael P. took that shit personal. Bitch, 10 points? That got me fucked up. That nigga went out there in first quarter and started running that shit up. But if I had to pick right now, I'd have to get it to Michael P.
I'm going to get it to Jaden. He scored so many points this year by himself, like touchdowns.
True.
He's cold, bro.
He definitely is.
Michael P. hasn't lost a game, so that weighs a lot as well.
But so. And then strength of schedule too, Marcel.
LSU It's in the SEC, so.
Bro, SEC is not the same anymore.
What are you talking about? SEC is the most powerful conference. How? And will always be.
Name me the top teams in the SEC, please.
UGA.
Uh-huh.
Alabama.
Yeah.
LSU.
Uh-huh.
Missouri.
How? Missouri's How the top, fuck is we talking about Missouri?
Missouri's the top 10 team in the nation.
What Missouri rank right now? How many games they lost? They can't be top 10.
They're the final AP. They're top 10.
Let me see.
Yeah, they lost two games.
Yeah, if you say it, I just want to see.
I got you. Standings.
But right now, they're number 9.
And who they lost to? What two teams they lost to?
Georgia and...
LSU.
Yeah.
Anytime they play somebody good, they going to lose. Them niggas garbage.
But those two teams are in the SEC.
Okay, who else?
I'm just saying, they lost to two teams in the SEC.
No, I'm saying, what other team? Okay, you put Missouri in there.
Those are the top. Florida's not the same Florida anymore. Uh-huh. Texas A&M's not the same Texas A&M. Then Oklahoma and Texas will be coming next year, so it's still the strongest conference.
Yeah, but this all I'm saying. The nigga Michael P. has played Oregon twice. Beat him twice. Wasn't favored neither game. The nigga done played Utah. They say Utah has a tough defense. The nigga played prime. The nigga played, no matter how we feel about Colorado, that's a good game to goddamn play. Mm-hmm. He showed up with that. Man, the nigga, he has played some games. I would give it to him.
I think Jaden's the favorite, like in Vegas right now.
Is understandable. Jaden, the only person I'd be mad if they did give it to is Bo Nix. That's the only person. Anybody else, I don't care.
I think Marvin's like the fourth. He doesn't, his numbers, for him to win it, his numbers will have to compare XP to Devontae Smith, and it's nowhere near to Devontae Smith.
It's nowhere near close. And it's not a knock on him, it's his quarterback.
He's transferred.
Yeah, the nigga, nigga, it's your fault. But you should have never came.
Nah, he should transfer though, for sure.
Is Marvin Harrison draft eligible now?
Hell yeah.
He might stay, though.
He told me he might stay because he want to beat Michigan. That's the dumbest shit I done heard. Get your motherfucking money, nigga.
He getting money in NIL. He getting money in college already.
But still, that NFL money different, bro, when you got freedom. That college money, you still got to follow rules. That ain't the same, bro.
He will be getting a new quarterback next year. Their quarterback just ended.
Yeah, I bet. That nigga, Deion, can't wait. He said the portal is open. No, he couldn't wait. Reggie Bush is inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame about damn time.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Did they give Reggie Bush?
Huh?
Did they give me shit back yet?
I don't know.
I think so.
In our era, Reggie Bush was one of the most electrifying college players.
The most.
Yeah. Ain't no one of them.
Yeah.
He was the most.
Yeah.
The nigga, you couldn't punt to that motherfucker. You couldn't kick to that nigga. You hate to see him get a handoff.
And they were doing behind the back.
You pass it to the nigga. Bro, this how cold Reggie Bush was, because now it's single-digit numbers. But niggas might not know. They was debating then whether to let Reggie rock number 5 when he came in the NFL.
Facts.
Damn.
They was willing to change the rule then for that one player.
That would probably change his NFL career, man.
Nah, he still wasn't going to be shit.
No, like, I remember, like, playing football, like, Reggie Bush highlight tape, his high school highlight tape was, like, one of the best mixtapes in football I've ever seen. Like, Reggie was special, bro. Like, he was a superstar, like.
From the get-go
in college, Heisman Trophy winner. They took away his Heisman. He filed a lawsuit against the NCAA to get it back. He should get it back.
You know you want it. You don't need that shit.
Right.
Yeah, he said he's fine. He knows who he is. Like, I know I'm.
Yeah, they do that shit. That's why I say Marvin Harrison, get out that shit. It's mind control.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, and because after you leave, they don't give a fuck.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck, bro. Speaking of not giving a fuck, CJ Stroud. He didn't give a fuck about Russell Wilson win streak. He didn't give a fuck what he was listening to. Who he was getting turned up. Hey, buddy, you in Houston? We finna break them boys off, man. It was so many Denver fans down there.
Yeah.
I ain't know they people travel like that. But they probably traveling now because they was on the little win streak.
Yeah, true.
But The nigga CJ, bro. He's going to be 1-1, bro.
Yeah, he stand on business, he said.
But yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I could tell, bro. And this the thing. As hot as Denver was at the time, to come in there, you just whoop their ass. No questions asked. You whoop their ass. He him.
He a winner, bro.
So that's why the question is finna be posed. Should he be in the MVP conversation? Yes.
Yeah, for sure. The conversation, but damn sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, now don't get me wrong. Tyreek Hill should win it.
Tyreek Hill should win that.
God. That motherfucker can't be stopped. Man, I damn near want to say they need to get that nigga a Heisman too. Shit. That nigga, hey.
So I think like Tyreek, Brock Purdy, for sure.
They got a good overall team. Yeah, you can put him in the conversation.
But he's balling, bro. He had 4 touchdowns, no interceptions against that defense.
Yeah.
You know. And I'll say CJ. I feel like should be the top.
But you remember they went on that little losing streak too, though. That 3 game.
Yeah, but
they bounced back though. They won in the ones that matter.
They kicking ass. Yeah. Jacksonville smacked them. Eagles smacked them.
So tell me this. We're gonna say this now. Cowboys versus Eagles next week.
Wow.
Who y'all like?
I hate both teams.
Cowboys at home.
Eagles. You're going to take it out. Cowboys
at home?
Yeah. Now, this the only thing. Running quarterbacks get them niggas problem. And Jalen Hurts is different.
Let's see the spread.
I think if Dak want to save himself, this the one he need.
This the one he need.
Hey, bro. If sure. Dak lose this game right here, nigga, take your shoulder pads off. Just take your shoulder pads off, nigga, and chill. You don't want to win. When it's time to play the Seahawks, nigga, you look like Peyton Manning. Then when you play a team that'll whoop your ass, you freeze up.
Damn.
Your gun jammed. Man.
Dallas favorite 3.5.
Oh, shit. Eagles gonna win.
Eagles money line.
Damn.
That's the play.
Take the Eagles money line, man. That's so many Cowboys diehard fans when the fuck them Vegas lines up. The shit might go up to 5. They gonna jump on that 3.5, might buy a 0.5. The Cowboys at home, they haven't lost at home. Dak played great at home. Yeah, to some real niggas coming that bitch.
Take the Eagles.
Nigga like A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith.
Niggas with names like that.
Yeah, them type of niggas. When you hear Devontae, Jalen, AJ. Oh, it's some real niggas in this bitch. Oh, nigga. And Jalen Carter cried last week? Oh, bitch, y'all in trouble. That nigga might have 4 sacks.
Hurts is 3-2 against the Cowboys in his career. So win the record. But nothing crazy.
They coming off an ass whooping.
Though. Yeah,
they probably
that's the
up.
Only thing, bro. They coming off the ass whooping.
And they want that number one seed in the NFC, so they can get that bye.
Yeah.
It's gonna you know what? I'm saying Eagles, it should be a close game. If it's a close game, the Eagles win.
So Eagles. So but you said Eagles money line?
I would
take I'll take the Eagles spread 3.5.
Yeah.
I would take the Eagles winning by a field goal. Because the thing about it, if the Eagles jump out first and Dak and they have to put the game in Dak's hands, this is a ball game. Because they'll sit back and watch that motherfucker throw a pick. For real.
This is like Eagles are 10-2 and the Cowboys are 9-3. So this is a very, very
what big time game. Is this game?
Great question. Shit.
This is going to be a good one.
The game's at.
They need to move that to the Sunday
NBC,
night.
Sunday night.
Yeah, that's what they need for.
We need to watch that shit.
I said that shit before I even heard it. Damn. That sounded like a Sunday night game. They might have switched somebody. Speaking of switch somebody, the Bengals whooped the Jaguars' ass. And when I say whoop, it was a close game if you look at the score. But nigga, a backup quarterback, you niggas was favored by 10 points.
Oh, duh.
And bro, one thing about Vegas. They not going to lose when it's just one football game. 97% of America had the motherfucking Jaguars.
Damn.
I could show you. I sent the nigga. I said, bro, Vegas not going to lose like this. Leave that game alone.
You didn't test me that because I didn't leave that game alone.
But no. We was talking to under, though.
Yeah, that's just...
Yeah, that shit went over. But I didn't even... I left it alone, period. I ain't want to fuck with that. I lost on some other shit doing some dumb shit. That's neither here or there.
But Trevor Lawrence, tough injury, ankle injury. Still waiting to hear back, but that'll be a tough loss because they're number one seed right now.
If Trevor Lawrence is out, Houston wins the division.
Yeah, I think so.
And there you go. That's an MVP.
CJ beat hard.
That's a motherfucker. That's how he win his MVP.
Damn.
That's how he win his MVP. Former Steeler Ryan Shazier wife accuses him of being a liar and a cheater. Shut the fuck up. That man damn near died on the field. If he want to cheat and lie, let him. This is second chance at life. The fuck? If you almost died and God saved your life, what I look like going around being Bishop T.D. Jakes? Nigga, I'm going to make the most out of this second chance I got. The fuck you snitching for? If that nigga cheating, tell your family and your friends. The fuck you telling the media for? That nigga don't play football no more. That nigga don't coach. That nigga is not affiliated with the NFL. Just because he wear a fucking Pittsburgh Steelers hoodie, then don't nobody want to know what he doing after he retired. Them nigga played so many games since they were young kids. You think when a nigga retire, you think a nigga gonna be faithful? The fuck? Baby, get your money and relax. The fuck you telling the media for and you crying and shit? I don't want to talk about that shit. Speaking of cheaters, Bron got into it with the Houston coach.
Transition's
over
right there.
Man, hey. That Houston coach crazy.
Hey, that shit was funny as fuck. Hey, y'all niggas stop crying like bitches, nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Hey, but this is how I know Bron will whoop a nigga ass.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna tell you why I think so.
Can't use that word so loosely,
brother.
Marcel, it's how he said it. Like niggas who won't be.
He said it scary.
Yeah, niggas who don't be saying it all loud and getting all turnt. Like nigga, like, hey man, don't use that word so loosely.
He didn't say it like that, bro.
See, that's
he
how
said
y'all
more like, hey man.
Don't say Bron ain't standing on business.
When has Bron stood on business?
Nobody tried Bron except that nigga in
Nobody
Detroit.
Nobody tried Bron, bro.
Deshaun Stevenson tried Bron for sure. When they played the
92, hit number 92.
Yep.
But Bron is Bron
with the Mavericks when they Mavericks. Was in the
air. Hey, but look, then what you gotta look at though. If LeBron fight Deshaun Stevenson. Now LeBron suspended, Deshaun Stevens suspended. Nigga, who took the bigger loss?
Bron.
No matter how bad you whooped his ass.
Bron ain't supposed to fight, and that's why we ain't gonna see Ant-Man never fight. He just like...
Bro, you niggas know where LeBron at. If you niggas really want to get active...
LeBron don't want to get active.
Bro. Why would you? It's basketball.
He ain't like that.
You a basketball player. Do you want to go out there and
what
fight?
What players do you think like that, Marcel?
Michael Jordan like that, Kobe like that.
How you feel, Mike, like that?
Mike got hella fights.
He punched Steve Kerr.
He fought against Reggie. He fought Mike was fighting niggas, bro.
Yeah, Mike was fighting niggas.
But you were in
getting niggas face.
He ain't have as much to lose though.
You say getting a nigga fight, man. Them niggas used to triple body slam back in the house. You supposed to get in a nigga fight.
Yeah, that made sense to fight back then.
Hey, I fuck with E-Mate. I want to play for a coach like that. Yeah, I'm in the league.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
But the funny thing is, they started showing up. They made a highlight clip of a LeBron cooking E-Mate.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
You seen that?
So that shit was personal.
Yeah.
That nigga LeBron been goddamn mentally fucking that nigga since the beginning.
Yeah. Been cooking them.
So he been wanting to say something to Bron. He finally got the chance.
Yep.
Because he didn't want to say it while they were playing against each other. Nigga probably would have went for 70 at the shit he was doing on that nigga.
Oh, God.
So when he said that, man, y'all soft ass bitches. You like, who you talking to? Nigga, I'm talking about some old shit. But who you talking to? Nigga, I'm talking to you, but I'm talking about that old shit you did, nigga. 2003, nigga. Game 44. That nigga got that shit to run down, man.
Crying like, but man, I feel like LeBron, man. Don't use that word on the court loosely, man.
But see, this is what it say.
Players doing that shit all the time. Players, LeBron, they bitch ass niggas.
That ain't cool either. That ain't cool either. I'm saying
when players is, but when a coach start, yeah, but that coach is young though.
Yeah, but that coach with the nigga, he playing.
Yeah, and coach and the coach with the shits too.
He's like, you coming over here?
He know the lingo,
right?
He's like, man, you coming over here like you about to do something?
Right.
Now don't. The nigga eBay looked like he was ready for
help.
Yeah,
he was ready for defense, nigga.
He looked the nigga up and down and shit. Like, what's up? What you walking over here for?
Yeah.
I still, bro, LeBron is 6'8".
So what?
He's
LeBron will beat that nigga ass,
man,
bro.
In shape, LeBron in shape,
bro. Bro, the nigga, bro, do you see how he's dunking at his age?
He says Nigerian, bro.
I don't give a fuck. No, man, I done seen so many Africans get their ass whooped in the club.
Hey, I wish the ref wouldn't have broke it up. Bro, I wish he would have kept it going.
Man, yeah, the ref, just to see what was going to happen.
Yeah.
MA is 6'6", bro. Come on, bro.
LeBron's a 6'8 machine.
He may get his ass whooped by LeBron, bro.
I don't think so.
Easily, bro. I know you feel like niggas could whoop LeBron at, but it wouldn't have been eBay.
Nah.
It got to be somebody, bro.
LeBron look like the type of choke a nigga. He
don't Draymond probably don't nigga whoop Bron ass for real.
And he don't want to do it.
He don't want to do it. Draymond will whoop Bron ass.
He don't want to do it.
Draymond love LeBron. Draymond love LeBron.
Why you playing me? I can't fight you.
You ain't got to be like this.
Oh.
That was funny though.
I know we started talking about basketball, but I got to give a shout out. Y'all Falcons are the NFC South leaders.
Shout out. You called.
I mean, division weak as hell, though.
Yeah, hella weak.
Not just that, bro. Did you see that Jets game?
That shit was horrible, though.
Nigga, the play-by-play was horrible. You know how sometimes you travel and you look at the play-by-play, I said, boy, this shit boring to look at.
-3 yards, -2 yards, +4 yards, punt.
Damn.
-3 yards. Right, bro.
Should have bet. The score at one time was 8-2.
Bro, that shit was so weak.
Should have bet
weak.
The house on the under.
Yeah, I had the under, but I got fucked up with the Titans. Yeah, I took the Titans over
that
the
shit, overtime.
And the nigga missed the extra point.
They asked Zach Wilson to play in the game, and he was like, I'll think about it.
I feel him. Shit.
Bro, one thing about these niggas, bro. These niggas be tripping.
But Trevor bro, Simeon came in.
Because this is why I say they be tripping. Bro, do you forget this what you wanted to do? But the nigga talking about you will think about it. If you don't go in there, nigga, go in there and be garbage.
Right.
Nigga, you act like you gonna go save some shit.
Think about it.
Nigga, speaking of garbage, they break my heart. Nigga, Pat Mahomes lost to the Green Bay Packers. I see you got your shit on,
yeah,
boy.
Man. Had to let him know for real.
Nigga,
you know
had to go.
Saying?
He had to go buy one. Nigga ain't wore this shit all season.
I had to go to the closet, man. I had to go to the closet.
That Reebok joint, that shit.
Nah, that looked like the official one.
It was official, man. This was official, man. Back when I bought it, 80 off eBay. You know what I'm saying?
Dynamic be having some little hinge.
Oh, eBay, it's official, unofficial.
Yeah.
Respect.
Though. But, bro, Pat Mahomes, man, I don't know what it gonna take, nigga.
Taylor was at the game, too.
I don't even want to speak on that because I told y'all, nigga, she ain't got shit to do with how they play. Kelsey went shit. We had the nigga for a touchdown. He ain't get shit.
That shit crazy.
Bro, Kelsey don't run no motherfucking routes.
In fact, he just be running this final spot.
He just
running
and Pat'll put it down where he need to be. He don't run routes. But it's starting to show when you ain't got receivers that's out there demanding coverage.
Right.
So it's looking crazy, but Pat, bro, I don't know what you got to do, bro. You got to scare these niggas and demand a trade so they can get you some receivers.
Yeah.
Facts, that works.
Because on some real shit, ain't no reason why DeAndre Hopkins went up there in Kansas City.
Facts, bro.
They missed out on so many niggas they could have got. And Hopkins down there in Tennessee, suffering.
Yeah. Wasting the season.
Mm. Derrick Henry, suffering.
He probably wanted his money, though.
Who?
DeAndre.
Shit, ain't no money in the world to be in Nashville. He ain't losing. Losing. Detroit has lost 17 straight games. Bitch, make it 18. I don't know who they playing, but this streak might continue.
Yeah.
For a long time. Because nobody's scared of them.
They got and some talent, too, bro.
Yeah, but it's Monty. After the game, Monty not cussing at him. He going back there. And it's nothing wrong with talking nice and being subtle and speaking life into some players. Nigga, after losing 17 games straight, that shit out the window. Man, what the fuck are y'all doing? Do y'all want to win? Coach Munchie, this ain't you. That ain't how you talk. I know.
You could probably go win him a game if you was the coach, bro. Like, 17 in a row is crazy. Y'all could have won at least one or two of them.
Bro, I'm telling you, with my coaching expertise, them niggas will win. At least they wouldn't be 17 straight losses.
What would your halftime speech be right now?
Talking about to them? Yeah. How many points are they down by? Let me know that first.
Down 11 and a half.
Nigga, I'm going to come in straight off the gate and throw something at the fucking board. Coach, what? Shut the fuck up, everybody. Listen up. Nigga, ain't no more flights. Oh, no, y'all nigga got to drive to the next city. We taking this bitch back to AAU. Because the thing about it, it's so many people who sacrifice for this shit, who love and die for the game of basketball, and you niggas out there losing 17 games straight. And it ain't y'all, bitch, it's me too. I'm sitting on the motherfucking sideline drawing shit up knowing y'all can't get it right. I'm not bringing no more markers to the game. Y'all niggas do what you want to do. Every time you fuck up, you ain't getting your check. I don't talk to the owner. I'm keeping all the checks till y'all win. They'll win that next game. They'll go out there and score 73 straight points.
Playing together and all.
Playing hard defense. Coach, thanks for believing. Bitch, I don't believe in you. I just knew what it was going to take. Now get your check. That's what it takes, bro. They got to stop being their friend.
What's up with the Warriors, though? They losing, too.
Hey, they going to keep losing.
That Clippers game came
back. Warriors,
bro.
Paul George game winner.
Tough.
How you feeling now?
I mean, that made me a little happy, but we still losing record.
Hey, but nah, your boy James Harden balling though, ain't he? Yeah.
He's doing the same thing he was doing when he first got there.
Thank you, Dom.
Paul George been balling the most. Warriors is old, getting old. That's all.
They don't have Draymond no scoring, bro. They got Steph. That's it.
So that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
You
just
remember
Steph.
We talked about Clay? Clay had a good game that game we talked about
he
Clay.
He did, but that's it. Like, Clay had maybe three good games this whole year.
Yeah. And nigga, so
Draymond had 21 that game.
21?
Like three or four threes, too.
Yeah.
Whew. I fuck with Moody, though. Moody been hooping.
Draymond fresh off a chokehold, though.
And he tackled Terrence Mann.
Man. That nigga Draymond, bro. He gonna find his ass banned.
Telling you, bro, it's gonna just get worse.
His ass gonna end up in WWE.
But Steph had an opportunity to win the game.
Bullshit ass pass to Draymond. I was dumb. Them niggas was down 1 point.
Yeah, down one. You don't make that pass?
Fuck no. I'm going to the cup. I'm getting fouled.
Cause you Steph Curry.
Yeah, Kawhi I'm pump faking.
Kawhi guarding you.
Bro, Steph is going to get any call at the end
he
of the game.
He's going to get a foul call, bro.
Kawhi guard.
That nigga could have lost the ball out of bounds. When they
Draymond was wide open.
No.
He was having a good game. 4-for-8 from three that night.
I'm thinking Kawhi going
to
I'd
rather
me,
pass
bro.
It to Moses.
I'm thinking Kawhi going to
hey, the
it.
Pelicans are looking good, bro.
Brandon Ingram looking good.
Yeah, I got you.
Big win last night against
Sacramento. Zion playing good. Zion having a solid season, but B.I. hooping.
He had 30 to advance to the semifinals of the tournament last night.
They got a nice squad, though.
Yeah.
They got a fire squad.
CJ back after that lung scare.
Hey.
He's solid.
When the Kings came, I took first quarter over. It was 58 and a half. I had been losing all night.
Oh, easy. God, 35-36?
Man, I bet it 300 on
why
that shit.
Why is it? Because
that was the limit.
Bro.
Huh?
You got to let me know. Like, yo.
Bro, when I've been on a losing streak, I try not to tell nobody because I don't want nobody else to be on a losing streak. The shit hit. I kick back. We back. But, bro, the Pelicans, they tough. To survive that, because everything the Kings were doing, it was like splash, splash. Mm-hmm. The Bucks and the Kings gonna play tonight.
Bucks and
Bucks
Knicks.
In New York.
I mean, huh? Yeah.
Bucks and Knicks.
Yeah, Bucks and Knicks. God damn, Thad wanna fuck a nigga up. He need to do a spell check. And then the Lakers versus Suns. Who y'all like, Lakers and Suns?
But I like the Suns just because Devin Booker ain't played them two games that they lost to the Lakers this season.
He playing this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like the Suns? Yeah. Me too. Against the Lakers, yeah.
Hey, Anthony Davis. They played Portland. No, that was Houston when they played Houston. Nigga, when they play, he like Dak Prescott. When they play somebody garbage, that nigga look like a machine.
He go out.
Oh, the nigga doing all this.
Oh.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Can't do that with no garbage.
Yeah.
Looking at his head and shit. Hey, buddy, come on.
They gonna be somewhere hopping off the court in a second.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like the Bucks. I think the Bucks smack the Knicks. And the Suns win. And then it's going to be what? Suns, Pelicans, Pacers. I like Pacers going to the championship, to be honest.
Damn.
If you want to play the Pacers, you better have some motherfucking track shoes on.
Yeah.
Because they running.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Pacers going to get there for sure.
For sure.
They got to figure out their defense.
I want to see Haliburton get the MVP. In-season MVP.
Yeah, I was going to say in-season.
Yeah.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
But I think this Knicks-Bucks game is going to be tight. It's going to be close for sure.
Well, I tell you this. If the Lakers advance, they better be careful. Because LeBron say, when Bronny play, he going to the motherfucking game. And that's how I know he a real nigga. I ain't scared of nothing, Marcel. You downplay any nigga who say, when my son play, I'm missing the game. Nigga, I ain't playing like I'm hurt. I ain't playing like I'm sick. You gonna see me at the motherfucking game with all my ice on, room for my son, nigga, kicking shit, me and his mama.
Told everybody.
Ain't no fucking secret, nigga. You ain't gotta do speculations. Oh, we think LeBron. Nah, bitch, I'm at the game. I told you I was the first nigga to walk in this bitch. I was at shoot around for my son, nigga. And I'm gonna stand up and talk shit.
They said Bronny's debut is expected to be Sunday against Long Beach State.
Yeah, that's a good game for him to play.
That's the best game for him to play.
Yeah.
Son, whoop they motherfucking ass. Do the Lakers got a game Sunday?
It's not an in-tournament game. So. If they make it to the championship, I think it is. I think it might be Sunday or Saturday, the championship. I think
it's LeBron's so powerful, they'll work that championship game around. Trust me. Or LeBron know they ain't going to get in the championship. Either way, he going to be at
the championship game. Will be Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, don't let him be fresh off a championship.
Might as well.
Nigga, it's going to be so much ice on that front row. We got Yvette in the building. Yvette, did you watch any games this weekend?
No.
Not even the SEC championship?
No, but I mean, I knew Alabama was going to win, so I didn't necessarily.
I hate when women do psychic. That. I hate when women do that. I knew this was going to happen.
I'm psychic, but I mean, I want me and the cousins, we were the winners. Like, all y'all said that Alabama wasn't going to win, but
I'm a Georgia fan. They took the cake.
Yeah, we were split.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was split. But, bro, if you being honest,
mm-hmm.
Georgia should have won.
Yeah, they had a Alabama receiver dropped the ball. It hit the ground. They said it was a catch.
I've seen that.
Alabama scored going to the half.
Oh.
Bro, it was a lot of shit. But I ain't going to say Alabama was the better team, though. Alabama, and when I say the better team, better all-around team. When you're thinking special teams, you're thinking offense and defense. Georgia offense, bro. Hey, I'm going to say this real quick, and then we'll get into some highlights and lowlights. I don't trust white receivers. And especially if they motherfucking hurt. McConkley, whatever your motherfucking name is. Nigga, if you know you ain't 100%, get the fuck out the way.
But that's not football mentality, bro. If you can go, you're going to go.
If you could go, nigga, it was three niggas on that sideline better than that white boy. Because they put one black boy in, he came and made a catch. Then the coach got me on the side. That's what I'm talking about. Bro, Georgia try to stick to the script and make they seniors. Man, fuck all that senior shit. Put a young nigga in who hungry.
Right.
Because nigga, SEC championship, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, coach, you going to put me in this bitch? I'm finna show the fuck out, coach. Look at Milroe. He knew what moment it was. Look at Carson Beck. He didn't know.
He didn't want it.
He didn't want it. He scared. Man. He look up. Oh, 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 shit. He ain't used to that shit. Thomason, man, Marcel, you were so happy about this motherfucker. Look what he did on the road against Auburn. Man, fuck a Auburn. Show me what you do against Alabama. SEC championship. 27 game. What 29 games. 20, that's even worse. Bitch, you couldn't even make it to 30. That shit horrible. Let's get into some calls, man. We got some calls done. Play us our first call, Audio E.
Fuck the Eagles. Now, I agree, we fuck with your show. But, you know, we got to be smoking on that Eagle pack. Woo! And fuck Jalen Hurts. That motherfucker was hurt after that game.
Chill.
And I know you seen how we killed that motherfucker, D.R.J. Swift, boy. But we fuck with the show.
All right. I do like the all.
Authenticity.
Yeah, that shit. I love that. But y'all niggas is some rude ass niggas. Yeah, no, not even that. They ain't got a greeter. But the fact that niggas like, fuck Jalen Hurts.
He got hurt.
He got hurt. Like, damn. He got to be a 49er fan. What's the next call? But no, I didn't call it, bro. I appreciate you fucking with the show. Nigga got to start saying your names, too. Play the next call.
Yo, you guys have a good show going on, man? Please, down there, shut your dumb ass off with all the bullshit you've been saying. Gosh, how you going to say Ray Allen's better than James Harden? What the fuck is going on with you, man? You should get behind the cameras, bro, for real. Get your ass off that couch, man, for real. Gosh.
First of all, he sound like he can't hoop. So don't play don't take nothing serious from nobody who can hoop when it comes to talking about hoop against me, bro.
That nigga, the fact that he know you's a cameraman.
Right. That's suspicious.
Nigga said, get your ass behind that camera. Like, nigga, how you knew he's a cameraman? That nigga, you really pissed him off with that
nigga
shit.
Mad about that.
That nigga want you off the upset. Couch.
he wasn't
to take a vet on the couch at that point.
Right.
We got another one. How many we doing?
I think we only doing two.
Oh, we only do two more. A show?
They need to say where they calling from.
We got some more. Tell them to put one more on.
Yeah, put one more on there. So these niggas go through and pick them. Never mind, Thad. When I heard nigga, if you call Thad name, don't worry about it. Man, when we come back, we're going to get into some... Oh, no, nah, before I say that, I love this show. Goddamn, we do what we want to do. If you want to hear more voicemail calls like that, and you want to hear your voice heard on Broken Play, it's only one way to do that, and that's calling 678-383-7562. Again, that's 678-383-7562. Broken Play. Make sure you tell where you're calling from. Everybody leave it.
Who you are.
Who you are.
Where you from.
Yeah.
What's your name and where you from? You niggas so mad at .net, you don't even speak.
You feel me?
Yo, man, .net, shut the fuck up.
That's .net for you.
It's like when soon as the voicemail start, that nigga, hey, .net, shut the fuck up.
On my
that nigga
head.
Like .net, answer the phone.
No, hey, how are you?
Man,
I love to watch the show.
He was mad.
Damn.
But no, y'all call in, do your voice, man. Keep coming. We're going to get in some highlights and lowlights when we be back on Broken Play. Just like that, we're back.
Let's go.
The realest, most authentic shit you gonna hear when it come to sports.
On the internet.
In the world.
In the world. Over there in Australia. Nigga from Atlanta to Australia, nigga.
From the A to the A. A. To the A.
From the A to the A. Ooh. Oh, bitch, please. Don't use that too loosely. Nigga, we doing highlights and lowlights. My highlights fresh off the top, bro. And I gotta say this. Bro, it's a tie. It's a tie. Because I want to get the Michael P. in Washington. Because, you know, you had a good game versus Oregon. And I wanted to get Tamiro against a Georgia team that has won 29 straight. You come in there at a high-profile game. This your first one. Mm-hmm. This your first one. And you rose to the moment, nigga. You rose to the moment. Even when Georgia came down that first, I thought the game was over. Georgia scored, and them niggas went 3-and-out. I said, oh, they ain't got shit. Georgia locking this shit up. Kirby switched this shit to make him stop running, and the nigga start beating him with his arm. That nigga, I didn't know the nigga was so... Man, they asked the nigga, do you work on your running in the offseason? He said, I know how to run. I'm a passer. I work on my passing. Oh, nigga, you like that. Ain't no nigga quarterback. I'm a quarterback. I can run, though. And I'm with the shits. And you know the difference? He knew who he was facing. That nigga looked right at Kirby. Better put you a nigga back on. So that's my highlight. I know Greg finna pick somebody off the Clippers.
Go ahead. You already know. Paul George, game winner. Definitely. But I got another one.
Who?
What's his name? Damn.
DK
Metcalf scoring it, standing on business in sign language.
That was hard.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, I seen somebody say, y'all got to start putting the clips up when y'all talk. We can't, bro. YouTube will take that shit down. That's the only reason, bro. And I feel you on that because sometimes when we talk about something, pause it and go look the shit up. That's all I can tell you.
You can't do photos?
We ain't going to try nothing.
Right, bro.
We already pushing that envelope. Yeah. They don't want to see niggas like this talking so much fucking intellectual shit.
That's why y'all need to download the app. Y'all download the app and get us to a certain amount of subscribers. We'll start putting that shit on.
Yeah, on the app we could do that shit. But at the point, Dom is a busy nigga. He can't make two edits.
Right.
When y'all get on the app, we could put all that. Nigga, we'll have music on that bitch. We'll steal they shit. Remix they shit. We could do whatever we want to do on the app. But YouTube.
And follow the Instagram.
Hey, one thing about it. The Instagram page is goddamn doing good. Shout out to our Instagram team. It's the same team in here. I ain't going to make it seem like we got another division with this shit. But no. Bro, y'all go in there and talk about y'all picks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When y'all see us and you got some prize picks, go talk about that shit. Tag Broken Play. Well, you could come over there and talk sports shit, and you ain't got to worry about your comment being deleted. Right. Nigga, we ain't going to report you as goddamn, what's this? Not spam, but the shit you do, flag your comment.
Yeah, right.
Nigga, talk shit in there. If you see somebody say something stupid under a post, cuss their ass out. Right. We let all that shit ride.
That's the place to do it.
That's the place to motherfucking do it.
Safe space.
Safe. And nigga, if it's some shit you want to say to a motherfucker, and you don't want to get it all on the page, DM that nigga. niggas who watch our shit standing on business.
DM him and then screenshot it, send it to us.
DM him.
We want to see
if a motherfucker talking shit about your team, you go in that nigga inbox, say what the fuck you got to say, screenshot it and tag Broken Play. Go do that on the mother page. Show it. We gonna just start bringing this Broken Play shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we gonna start going on these different pages and hashtagging Broken Play. So these niggas wake the fuck up. Because I see what y'all niggas saying. Damn, y'all niggas sleeping on Broken Play? No, they ain't sleeping. We gonna put that shit in their motherfucking face like it's an armed robbery. Wake these... Get the fuck up, bitch. That's what type of shit we on now. Because they stealing our shit already.
Yeah.
Why? They gonna start stealing the new shit we doing. Marcel come up with different ways. We talk about our athlete crushes and talk about different shit. Why these niggas start doing that on their show? You gonna see Steven A. Longhead ass. Oh, yeah. I always like the Lisa Litton. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Stealing the ass, nigga. Dylan, what's your highlight?
Tyrese Halliburton for sure. Shea been balling. Trae Young, too. Trae Young been balling. Even though we took an L to the Bucks, Trae Young been hooping. And who else want me some money? Embiid. Embiid been going crazy. Embiid. Yeah, that's it. Embiid, Shea, Trey, and Halliburton.
It's a lot of highlights.
Good
a lot of good weekend, good, man.
Money. Send them plays next
time. I'm going to tell you this. Dom and his cousin, they going to watch some basketball. I seen them niggas watching three-year-olds play when we was in goddamn Houston. Them niggas pulled up to the park and watched that shit. I said, these niggas just love sports.
Oh,
ain't no way you love basketball that much. It's the game. It's the art. Not a fucking... Oh, Dom, shout out your brother.
Yeah, my brother is number two in all of college basketball in 3-point percentage right now.
Man, oh, hey, for Wofford, clap that up.
Yeah.
That's my highlight.
Hey, that's a highlight for sure. Tell that nigga to send us some shit.
Got you.
Yeah. If he don't want to get fined, he can send another person shit. So we can goddamn, you know. Yvette, what's your highlight?
I came across this post about Jordan Foster. She is the first black woman and youngest director.
All right, what you got, .net? I'll just play.
She's a director of football operations at NCAA&T, so congratulations to her. I feel like we got to do more research about women doing more things.
You're right. And that's where you're going to change the game at.
Yeah, that's
watch
my
these,
lane
watch
to shine.
These women start stealing Yvette style now. Yvette coming with something new. She doing Black History in November.
Come on, man.
Oh, it's December. Well, she doing Black History in December. She read that shit off like a Black History fact. On today's date,
you feel me?
Tyria.
And what's the segment called? You better know it.
Oh yeah.
You better. Oh, that's hard. That's I hear you, .net. What's your highlight?
You're trying to earn a spot on the couch again.
Yeah, hey, no. Yeah, man. We got us one, man. We got three in a row for real, bro. They saying we looking good. Jordan Love just had to get his shit together.
Yeah.
Black quarterback, most of the time the Packers, every new quarterback, they start off rough,
yep,
and they end up a champion, man. So I'm feeling good about the Packers right now, man. Jordan Love.
What you got, Mark?
highlight, my parlay hit. I had a good week, man. Cashed out $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky this week, man. Shout out to the Cardinals, the Chargers, the Denver Broncos and Texans, the Texans and the Rams. Shout out to them. Parlay hit. Also, a highlight was going to the SEC Championship for free. Shout out Prospects.
Shout out
Prospects. Clutch. Then low light was going to the SEC Championship and seeing the Dogs lose in person. I just can't go to any more games. I think it's me. Every time I seen the Dogs play live, they lost. Sugar Bowl when it was here during Katrina when they lost to West Virginia, I was there. They lost. That Tennessee game when Joshua Dobbs threw the Hail Mary.
Damn.
At UG, I was there. They lost.
You going to important game.
Hey,
you
bro.
You
stay
home.
Right.
Them, nigga.
Yeah. These niggas going to find you and goddamn make an example out your ass, boy.
I apologize. I'm not going to more games, bro.
I think my low light would be them leaving Florida State out of the
college
football playoff. And the reason why I say that, bro, is just like, I understand what you're saying. Jordan Trent, they don't have their starting quarterback, but there's so many other kids that have invested their time all year. And I feel like they would have rose to the occasion because how that defense was playing against Louisville. Bruh, I would like Florida State against Texas. I would bet that straight up. You don't? Man, it's niggas out there in them skills position.
Coleman, Cole, yeah. Sure.
Yes.
But they got UGA.
So. And I'm talking about defense, bro. Defense? Man, Florida State got a defense. Watch Texas, bro. Texas ain't shit. I guarantee you they ain't
Texas going to beat Washington, bro.
I think so, too.
They might. Alabama.
But whoever win out of Alabama and Michigan, they going to win it.
Alabama. Michigan was tight when they got out of there. Like,
I won't count Michigan out.
Oh, nah.
I'm not counting Michigan out.
I don't count Bama out either. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's why they got to play each other. Whoever win that, that's what I got.
Yeah, same.
I wouldn't mind seeing Bama in Texas.
But the only thing...
That'll be a country-ass championship.
It'll be so many rednecks and so much tobacco on that fucking field. That
Blitz, Bama Blitz.
Shout out to Drewski, man. Hey, this real shit, bro. My dream... would be for Bama to be playing the Huskies. Two black quarterbacks. You can't go wrong with that.
I fold up.
Hey, bro, sometimes, you know, and I bet they say, never in history, this is the first time for black niggas doing some shit?
Come on, man.
Because they've been keeping it out of the system so long.
We everywhere now.
They'll find a way to say, the first time an African American steps on the field in Alabama. For real. What's your low light, Greg?
My low light, I'm going to give myself the low light, man. I feel like I haven't been pulling the weight. Picks, man.
Well, I'm glad you said.
Yeah.
Because we thinking about subbing Thad in this week.
I got a lot this week, I think.
I bet.
But really, the low light is Travis Kelce because he ain't scoring.
Oh, for sure. Man, the Chiefs, right now, they're a low light. I still like them to win, but it's looking tough. Right?
Win what?
AFC Championship. I think that'll be my... Hey, Baltimore didn't play this week. I knew we were missing a real...
It's going to be Baltimore and San Francisco. It's a Super Bowl.
Ooh. Dom, you got a low light before we get into the prize picks?
Yeah. Jason Tatum in my low light, bro. I need... He's just been disappointing these last couple games. This last week, it's just been a shitty week for the boy JT.
But Jaylen Brown showed up.
He did.
Like I told you, niggas.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown and Porzingis look good together. I mean, that's not good.
Bro, Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
Is he a right fit for them?
I think he a right fit, but I think he got to get some buckets, too. He don't really be scoring that motherfucker like that. I don't think he got adjusted. He ain't fully adjusted yet. But, you know, they still got a squad. They're going to be straight. They're going to be straight in the East, at least.
Yeah. They still figuring it out.
Man, I told y'all Marcus Smart was replaceable. They replaced him. But they still got to get some buckets. Like you said, that's all they did was replace
him. I mean, when Porzingis come back, though, they a different team.
Facts.
All right, last week on Prize Picks, only one nigga got it right, and that was Marcel. He had Dak Prescott for the over 279 yards. The nigga went for 299.
That's crazy.
I had C.J. Stroud at 276.5. He had 274.
Ooh.
So that just let me know. When Dale went down, that kind of fucked us up.
Damn.
But he still, I'm not tripping. Mm-hmm. You know why I'm not tripping? Because he played the Jets this week. And nigga, I'm going to run it back.
Yo, I was going to say.
256.5. Nigga, go get your money. Who next? Hey, that nigga, I watched that Sabonis nigga last night.
He won me money last night.
Sabonis be hooping.
Yeah, he a baller, bro.
He won me money.
And he's a regular baller. Season baller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walking double-double for sure.
Who y'all got?
I'm gonna go Devin Booker. Points, rebounds, and assists over.
I was about to do Devin Booker.
Stop lying.
Look.
You stay on football.
She got it up.
You stay
at running. I literally have it up right here.
All Yvette do is go to running backs.
This is just for rebounds.
Yvette look at the running backs. 41.5 right, Dom?
Yeah.
All right. What you got, Yvette? Oh, that was yours? So you going to follow Dom?
Yeah.
You can take. All right. What you got, Thad? .net, what you got?
I'm going to fuck with Devin Booker.
You can't use the same. It got to be a different.
Even if a different stat. Okay, my bad. All right, real quick.
Shout out Prize Pick. We teaching niggas as we go.
All right, go ahead.
Who you got, Greg?
I'm going to take Giannis over 11.5 rebounds.
I love that.
Who they play? Oh, against the Knicks?
Yeah, they play tonight.
He gonna bully them little niggas.
You writing this down?
All right, I'm gonna take.
You writing this down?
Yeah, I'm doing number one. This
is the SEC tournament. Mm-hmm.
Give me. No, you can pick whatever you want, but.
Yeah.
Give me Jalen Brunson for over 6 assists.
Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
All right.
He don't pass shit. Yeah,
that nigga be scoring.
Yeah.
All right, so LeBron, offensive rebounds, 1. I'm going under.
LeBron?
Mm-hmm. Versus Phoenix.
Defensive rebounds, how many?
Offense,
how many?
One.
Under?
All he need is one? Don't do those, bro.
Bro.
I just did the one last week that seemed obvious.
Wrong. But that was Harrison.
That was Harrison Barnes.
Right. And I'm thinking he going to put it.
No, open. Harrison Barnes and LeBron James are two different people.
I'm thinking LeBron. I look. This I'm not gonna pick him, but this is my thought process. I'm
thinking just tell me who you gonna pick.
He
bro.
Playing Phoenix, so he gonna be having to get back. He ain't gonna be. He can't be.
Nigga, all it take is one time.
That's what I thought last
that,
week.
We can miss that bitch and it bounce right to him. That's what offensive rebound.
But you talking about Harrison Barnes, a nigga who not even down there, in
who
the
don't even get touches.
Right,
like
I'm not gonna pick him, but I'm gonna tell y'all that's why I was gonna pick.
Okay, who you got?
All right,
bro.
So now let's go with.
I would pick quick. The over on that if I was you.
I really like
he gotta
Anthony.
Hit
I really like Anthony Davis with them 3.5 offensive rebounds.
What about?
That was one.
No, it's one. It ain't even 0.5. So he has to get over more than one.
But then we'll push. We don't even want to push. Yeah, we want all the money, bro. All
right, let's go. You pick Giannis. Shit.
Who you got, Marcel?
I got Gabe Davis, 38.5 receiving yards. All
right.
That's a good one. They play at Kansas City.
Yeah, they play Kansas City.
Now what you got?
I'm going LeBron 1. He's not going to get the rebound.
All right, bro.
So you saying less?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
He's not going to get the rebound.
Come out have I'm five not, offensive I'm rebounds
not,
first
I'm not
quarter.
Opposed to it, man.
Feel free to use the Travis Kelce touch.
To me, all Vegas got to do is tell that nigga, hey, get back, nigga. Don't crash the rebounds, nigga.
Bro.
Because it's too obvious to.
No, it's not.
Because Bron is going to get 7 or 8 rebounds.
Yes, he get offensive rebounds.
Bro, that nigga
could
throw the ball off the backboard.
Bro,
dunk
do you
that
know?
Bitch.
Yeah, do you know how like the ball, like Bron is all though. Bron will miss his own layup and gear up that motherfucker
hey,
go
dot,
back
hey,
up.
.net is a sports guru, guys.
Let's, all right, fuck it, we rock. Putting it down.
You see what I'm picking up?
Hey, yeah. I'm with that, bro. I'm with the nigga who called in. You get this shit wrong, you out the fucking couch, bro.
Bet this right. I'm not falling for it this time.
Yeah, you saying that? I hate when they do that when they don't let you put the. But yeah, I got a pick, Sam.
All right.
Do it. LeBron had 0 offensive rebounds last.
Yeah. So like that, y'all hear our picks.
I gotta get back.
Be ready. We're gonna have that 42 this time, man. We're gonna have the 42 in the building. Bro, after last week, it's only up.
Come on.
That was
man.
Bad.
That was terrible.
The only thing that could get worse than last week is everybody miss.
Right.
Mine didn't count.
Why?
Rebooted.
Because I got rebooted.
That's a loss.
It's not a win.
You got to pick somebody who don't get rebooted. Because if we wouldn't have got the 25 times, and I hate that, but if a nigga get rebooted, still give a nigga 20 times or something. All that 10 times. Prize picks, I'm going to write the motherfucking, the congressman. Any final remarks before we wrap this up? Got some games this week.
I'm excited for the tournament games, man. The atmosphere in Indianapolis was
yeah,
crazy.
That shit looked
last
tight,
night, bro. So
I fuck with that shit. Adam Silver did it again. Right.
They did it again.
Hey, that Kings and Pelicans, that felt like a real
playoff energy.
Playoff
bro.
Energy.
For sure.
So. Them niggas out there. Hey, we talk. I ain't gonna say they. We talk shit about Zion Williamson too. That boy back.
He want that 500K.
No, but the reason why I say he back, bro, but he's making it.
He's playing.
Yeah, he playing.
Good to see him out there, but he didn't really do shit last night.
CJ McCollum was their best pickup back. That's not a. They're winning now because they got.
That boy Thad talking this shit, boy.
That nigga been. He call himself studying. Nigga, at the end of the day, nigga, Zion is a scary motherfucker. To be
yeah,
on the court.
Him just being.
Yeah,
there
him
is
just
a
being there, bro. Sometimes right. It's about being a decoy.
You want to sign
you got a nigga. You got a nigga 6'6", 390.
Facts, because you can't double B.I. if Zion right there.
Right. Right. That nigga dunked that bitch to San Diego. Man, y'all make sure y'all comment, follow the Instagram page. You see the shift leader shirt, y'all get y'all one of them, man. That's on my website. .net got his B Goldie stuff. Y'all make sure y'all support that.
I'm dropping. I dropped some hoodies yesterday.
Tell them about it.
ChaseDreams.shop. It's for the hoodie season collective I'm doing. So I'm dropping content and also hoodies. So check it out. Don't borrow or steal, ladies. It's for us.
Shout out. Yvette, you got something coming up? Yvette going to be in Miami this weekend.
I am going to be in Miami this
weekend. So all you niggas who been asking about Yvette and... Want to meet Yvette, she doing meet and greets.
Not meet and greets, but our Player 99 team is going to have a Christmas party. So we'd love for you guys to pull up too for players only, our R&B party.
All Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Vet. They talking about you.
Yeah, they like it, Vet. Yeah. I thought I was true. I was like, I must ain't got no good taste no more. How the fuck they just slobbering by these Vet? This is a different time we living in. Stupid. I'm just talking shit. No, anything you want to say?
Man, staying alive. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, that's all we can do. Christmas coming up. Yeah. Some of you kids. Mm. This prize pick, goddamn, yeah. Depending on yeah. Whether you have a good Christmas or a all right Christmas. With that being said, man, y'all keep tuning in. And shout out to Broken Play. Play. Burr, 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 burr.
All right, that's a cut.